The hot summer and rainy spring have produced a bumper crop of mosquitoes this year. But here in the Northeast, we're getting a taste of a bug you may be familiar with in, say, Florida or the Carolinas. Or rather, it's getting a taste of us. It's the Asian tiger mosquito. It has a distinctive black and white striped body. And unlike some other mosquitoes that favor marshy areas and twilight, the Asian tiger bites during the day, and it loves cities. It's an urban dude. Rutgers University researcher Dr. Dina Fonseca is a mosquito expert. Dina, I think of all mosquitoes as being aggressive, but people are saying the Asian tiger is more aggressive. How so?
It's more persistent, and I guess you notice it more because it's biting you during the day. Usually that mosquito that goes at night, you don't really try to do something about it necessarily. This is a mosquito that you're awake, you're there, you see it, you try to swat it, and you fail.
It hangs on.
Yep.
And how did it get to here from Asia?
This is a little bit of a hypothesis, but we do see them in used tires. The United States is one of the largest importers of used tires across the world. And if you have tires in Asia that get a bit of water in them, the mosquitoes will lay eggs in there. And then when the tires are brought in here, if it rains, the eggs hatch. And it's like, you know, a new set of mosquitoes introduced.
Well, and so it's making its way north from its entry point in Texas. It likes cities. Why does it like cities?
Temperature is one reason. This is part of the reason why it's so associated with cities, because cities are warmer. The other reason it likes, not necessarily cities, but us, is that this mosquito, like any mosquito, any insect introduced into a new place, has to handle local predators. But in cities, we basically provide them with these beautiful containers that have no predators, and they're able to feed in there, and they're completely safeguarded from any danger.
What containers?
Any toys that are left outside, sometimes even in a particularly rainy season, even a Coke bottle, a little cap, a little soda bottle is enough. A little bit of water is enough for them to develop from egg to adult, as long as it's a rainy season, which we do have here in the Northeast. In one's backyard, the saucer that people put under plants in the garden, another very common place to find these mosquitoes are in bird baths that are not cleaned regularly. And even a tarp covering a swimming pool that gets a little bit of a pool of water. If the water is there for roughly a week, it's enough for the mosquitoes to go from egg to adult.
So these Asian tiger mosquitoes are liking cities because it's warmer, there's housing for them.
And then the females can get blood. Yes, that's the other reason.
But also you say they like dark clothing, and we're thinking New York. You know, everybody dresses in black there. But you find the mosquito also in Philly. Although we hear not yet in Boston, we hear it's been spotted in Taunton, Massachusetts, below us, but not yet Boston?
Yes, it seems to have overwintered in a tire pile. Dark rubber, which accumulates heat during the winter, just allows the eggs to survive, and then they emerge again in the spring. But Boston is still a little bit too cold.
Yes,
lucky
good.
For you.
Good. Well, we understand the Asian tiger mosquito doesn't carry disease in this country, although it has in Europe, and it did a decade ago in Hawaii carry dengue fever. And it's not the only urban mosquito out there. Do we understand that in Key West, Florida, there's a small outbreak of dengue fever?
That's right, which is driven by the yellow fever mosquito that has been in the southern U.S. We had epidemics of yellow fever all the way here in Philadelphia. Washington and their entire government had to exit the city in the 1700s because there were hundreds of dead people with yellow fever. It's a very, very tropical mosquito, so it's now basically in Florida, parts of Texas. You see them a little bit in Louisiana, but in Florida right now, there has been now since summer 2010 several cases of dengue driven by this mosquito in the Florida Keys.
Well, also this summer in Michigan and Minnesota, people are complaining about the Asian bush mosquito as opposed to the Asian tiger.
That's right. That's another introduced species. That was one arrived actually here in New Jersey and in Long Island in 1998. So there's this idea that they can sort of adapt new environments. They can be able to go colder, like we're finding with the Asian tiger mosquito, and warmer, as we're seeing with the Asian bush mosquito.
So if one lands on you in bright sunlight and hangs on, perhaps it's the Asian tiger. Dr. Dina Fonseca, Associate Professor of Entomology at Rutgers University in New Jersey, thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.